Explore the tropics at Whole Foods Market through April 16th. Save on juicy finds like yellow mangoes at 5 for $5 with Prime. Sweet Dacopan citrus is back, just $3.49 per pound with Prime. Plus, save on seasonal favorites like dragon fruit, kiwi, pineapple, and more. In the meat department, pick up animal welfare certified meats with tropical-inspired marinades. And be sure to try the spicy Hawaiian pizza, back for a limited time. Only at Whole Foods Market.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We've had a lot of change on this show. I mean, one big change where we replaced McLovin with Marvin, and that's an upgrade. I think we'd all agree. Times change. Things change. But there's one thing that doesn't change, the great taste of Miller Lite. It tastes like beer. How about that? That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And you should too. Yeah, how about that segue there? Times change, but you can always count on the great taste of Miller Lite. It tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick or... you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories, 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We made it to a Friday, and it's a Meat Friday at that. And you know what that means. The Traegers will be fired up today. It's a wiener bar. Sausage off today. Yeah, you heard me right. Wiener bar, hot dogs. We also have sausage off, grilled Cleveland Polish boy, kielbasa on a roll with coleslaw, french fries, and barbecue sauce.
Let's go.
Yes, Paul.
Could you repeat that last part?
It's called a grilled Cleveland Polish boy, kielbasa on a roll with coleslaw, french fries, barbecue sauce, all on the sausage, the kielbasa. And then we have beer brats. Then we have hot dogs. And then we have hot sausage. Oh, and sweet Italian sausage. Who's got it better than we do?
Nobody.
Wow. All of that for one Meat Friday. Come on in, stay a while, poll question, play of the day, stat of the day. You can be involved in a variety of ways. You can dial us up, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DPShow. Go to the merch store, danpatrick.com. I think I've got Cigar Lounge candle fired up behind Seton and Fritzy. Smells good. Candles, we're restocking. We also have the Velro wallet available as well. Say good morning to those who are watching on Peacock. Thank you, our streaming partner. And you can download that app. You can watch for free. We could never charge you for this content. Our radio affiliates, Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio, and nearly 400 cities around America. This program brought to you by Discover. Redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. That's amazing. Learn more. Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. A little bit later on from College Game Day, former Cincinnati Bengal first-round pick David Pollack will join us. We'll handicap the weekend, including Georgia and Oregon. You also have the Ohio State against Notre Dame. Some great football last night. And maybe made better because it was Thursday night, some standalone games. Purdue, Penn State, that was spicy. West Virginia, Pitt, that was really nice as well. Came down to 7-point margin, and the line was 7.5.
Of course.
Speaking of gambling, Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble podcast. We have Dylan, who is our graphics guy, and Bad Larry. Bad Larry, I don't know his last name. I just know that he's a professional gambler. He's been a friend of mine for 24 years. Bad Larry went 3-0 last night. Bad Larry was up 23 units in college football and the NFL combined last season. And joining the podcast next week, Shea and Irving. Shea and Irving. His one call from prison, and he will make that, and we'll be able to have him join us in the Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble, our podcast. And it comes out every week, usually on Thursday. The guys pick their games not only for Thursday, but also the weekend. Go to danpatrick.com and check out the podcast. Yes, Paulie?
Dylan should just forward his paycheck to his bookie. He should get like direct deposit that goes to his bookie.
You know, Dylan is the reason why bookies are bookies, because they go, who can we get who is really gullible? We can dupe them. Yeah, they'll buy into that. Yeah, 7-team parlay. That's what he does. And I'll say, you lose on parlays every year. And so Dylan won a bet. And I said, well, did you celebrate? Did you keep the money? He goes, yeah, I got a tattoo. I go, okay.
Did something smart with it.
Yeah, he said that. He goes, yeah, I did something really smart. I got a tattoo.
You gotta admit, it's pretty sweet, though.
That's the way Dylan sounds. That's exactly how Dylan sounds.
It's pretty sick, though, you gotta admit.
Yes, Marv.
He also looks like Grandma from Rounders. Put a top hat on him.
Wow.
The bookie and Rounders.
Okay.
Or Danny DeVito and Matilda.
Wow. That's a deep dive on Dylan. Dylan works with the Big German, so he's in the back there where the inner workings of this show. And if you're watching on Peacock, that's Dylan on the left with I don't know what he did. You know, Eastbound and Down, Kenny Powers, got nothing on Dylan. They are probably cut from the same cloth with the same kind of haircut. Can we show that again? Eric?
La Flama Blanca.
Okay. There you go. There is the mullet on Dylan. And the Big German there.
I look pretty good on camera, though. There's a ratings bonanza right now.
I love that so much.
All right, so some fun college football last night. Purdue had Penn State.
Oh,
they had them. But Pitt over West Virginia, Penn State over Purdue, Oklahoma State and Wake win last night. Paulie goes, do you know the combined age of the quarterbacks last night in Purdue and Penn State? And I go, okay, give me an over under. And Paulie goes, if I said over under 47, I said, wait, the combined ages of the quarterbacks last night, Purdue and Penn State. And I go, well, I guess I'm going under. He goes, no, 48. They're both 24 years of age.
Yeah, Sean Clifford, Penn State, is 24.
I thought that was the brother of the quarterback who used to be there at Penn State. I go, oh, he's got a brother playing.
Yep, and Aiden O'Donnell, Purdue, both 24. So a lot of that's happening this year because of that bonus year you could have taken advantage of with COVID. Sean Clifford, he's 24. He's 2 years older than Trey Lance of the 49ers.
Oh, my God.
He owns his own NIL firm. He's in charge of NILing other athletes.
Okay.
That's a phrase.
Okay.
Wild.
Remember when Greg Anthony wanted to sell T-shirts at UNLV? And the NCAA said no. That's a long, long time ago. But I remember Greg Anthony was like, hey, maybe I can make some money off some merch here with the Running Rebels back in the 90s. Exactly. I'm sure, you know, that's one of those requests that came across the desk at the NCAA headquarters in Indianapolis, and they probably reacted just like that. Just a nice guttural laugh there. Did you? Come in here. Tommy, come on in. Did you see what Greg Anthony wants to do?
Cigar in mouth.
He wants to sell T-shirts. Yeah, Paul.
And then the other games, every other game you tune on, and you're like, I remember that quarterback from this stop. Keaton Slovis from Pitt, you remember him?
Well, you had two former USC quarterbacks, JT Daniels, and then Keaton Slovis.
These guys go on tours, college tours.
It was fun. It was great. Thursday night football. All in. The backyard brawl. You know, the fact that they have a nickname, if you have a nickname to your game, you have to play every year. The fact that Pitt and West Virginia don't play every year. See, those are the things that we miss out on. Like if you said the Red River Rivalry, even though I don't like the name, but the Red River Rivalry, formerly the Shootout, and if they didn't play every year, I'd have a problem with that. I like tradition. If you want to go to another conference, fine. But I like when you're able to play and continue that rivalry. Because, and I know, well, why don't you form new ones? I like the old ones. How about we hold on to just a little bit of nostalgia? That's all. Just a little bit. I'd be fine with that. Yes, Marv?
Yeah, I'm shocked that the UConn-South Florida rivalry, a.k.a. the civil conflict, it didn't keep.
Oh, it's not going to continue.
No.
No,
it's the worst.
The civil conflict. See, I'm okay if we miss that one.
I think like Bob Diaco was the UConn coach for about 8 minutes,
yeah,
and he tried to start a rivalry with South Florida, I'm pretty sure, and it was called civil conflict.
A lot of history. A lot of history there. You're right, though. Like, if someone who runs college football, whatever they change it up, Florida State, Miami, and Florida should play each other every year.
Yeah.
Texas A&M and Texas every year. It's that simple. You know, like, it's on a tee. This isn't like forcing an issue. It's giving the fans what they want.
And I think scheduling as we move forward is going to be interesting to watch because certain schools are not going to be able to schedule some of these other teams, these schools. If you're a smaller school, it's going to be harder because it feels like these conferences, these commissioners are going to say, no, you have to play the teams in your conference. And this is probably going to eliminate some of those games that you might have outside your conference. I hope that we continue some of these traditions. I think it's important for college football. I understand we're moving into a whole new world, and this is what you're going to have. You're going to eventually get to AFC, NFC with college football. You're going to have teams from the East and the South, and you're going to have Midwest and West, whatever it is. And maybe it's 40 teams, maybe it's 50 teams. And that's where I think we're headed with two major conferences with college football. I do feel that. I don't know when it's happening. Now, if you want to do it where it's more like the Premier League, where there's relegation, I'm all for that. I'd love to have that. You have the rankings that come out at the very end. Maybe it's the Music City Bowl and you're playing in that bowl game and you have to win. I love that. Now you've got top end that we care about, even if you're the 50th team or the 51st team. I think that would be fun. And even when Nick Saban was on with us a couple of weeks ago, he brought up relegation. I love it. He goes, Ed, don't they do that in soccer? Yes, they do, coach.
That thing there in Europe that they do.
Yeah, they do that relegation thing. How do you think the conversation goes with Bill Belichick and Nick Saban when they talk? Because they're friends. So, Seton, I'll be Belichick. You be Nick Saban. Hey, Nick. It's Bill.
Bill, how we doing?
Pretty good. Yeah. Still enjoying it. Got to see Chris Berman the other day.
Boomer!
Yeah. Got to see him. How's D's nuts?
Why don't you react like that when I walk in a room?
Yeah. Oh, look, Nick.
Boomer!
Yeah.
Whoa, I never heard Bill so animated.
I know.
The funniest thing. Exactly. Boomer!
Yeah. How excited he was to see Chris Berman. There is a meeting later today. Once again, I am not reporting that it's going to happen. I'm going to tell you it may happen that they would vote. These are the board of managers. They're going to get together and they're going to talk about maybe expanding the playoffs and maybe trying to push this up to 2024. And yes, they may break a contract. Oh my God. So that's what they may vote on today. Don't want to get it caught that I'm saying and reporting here. Want to let the college insiders do that job. Yes, Paul.
So it's 11 college presidents meeting, and you know they may vote it. It has to be a unanimous vote. And by the way, I looked at, they have a bio of all the manager, or the, all the college presidents. Lots of bow ties in the pictures. Big bow tie group. College presidents, huge bow tie group. Except for the priest at Notre Dame.
Oh, he's got a collar.
Yeah, Reverend John Jenkins.
Yeah, he's got a collar there. We'll get the phone call. What's the poll question today, Seton, on this Meet Friday?
We got a few options here for you. College football playoff will expand in 2024, 2025, 2026, or our dreams?
If they break the contract.
Which you can't do.
Apparently.
There's a contract here.
Yeah. I don't know if they're going to approve this unanimously. I'm going to guess that this is still going to be on hold. You know, maybe they split the difference, that maybe it comes in 2025. But I don't know why you'd vote against this unless, and I heard from a source, yes, I did, and he said, hey, if all of these conferences, these commissioners get together, and you're going to guarantee if you win your conference, no matter what that conference is, you know, that you're on a certain level here with everybody, then you get a bid into the playoffs. If you do that, then you'll get a unanimous vote. Now, I was told that the SEC is like, why can't we get five teams of the 12? Because if you let everybody, when you win your conference, you get in, you know, then the SEC might go, well, we don't want that. You know, we have the best conference in America. Why shouldn't we be able to get five or six teams out of 12, or if you expand to 16? And I was told 12 is more likely. Start at 12, then you expand to 16. But that vote may happen later today.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice, Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So, listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
ESPN College Football Analyst, College Game Day. Oh, there's that face. It's a roadmap to your soul, David. Have you seen the movie In Bruges?
That is a hard no, Dan. Okay. I apologize.
Would you watch it for us and give us a movie? You got a lot of downtime. You know, when you travel, I know you're watching film, David, right? Wink, wink. But... Yeah.
That's all we do, right, Dan? We sit in the room and watch tape and take notes.
Yeah.
That's all we do.
So when you call home and your wife's there with the kids and they're having SpaghettiOs or something, you're like, oh, man, I'm chopping up this pit defense here, honey. I don't even have time to go get something to eat. I'm eating out of a vending machine here. All right.
Yeah.
Favorite movie of all time for David Pollack is?
Oh, of all time, I'll go Rounders.
I think Fritzy, that's high on Fritzy's list. Now, I do love Rounders, but I hate Rounders because John Malkovich saying, KGB, Pierre the man has money.
He beats me. Hey, that man is money.
You do the accent better than John Malkovich does, and he's a great actor. Pierre the man has money. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, that's but that's definitely a great movie. I think I'd put Shawshank Redemption up there. I'd put Gladiator up there. I mean, obviously those movies never get old. But what about you? What's yours, Dan?
I don't have one.
Okay, well, give me a top five or like a couple then.
I don't have one. I seriously don't. If there's a Bourne movie on, I will watch that. Except for when Jeremy Renner was born, I won't watch that. But I don't care where it is in the movie, I'll watch a Bourne movie. Hoosiers comes on, I'm watching. Do you have a problem with Rudy like Joe Montana does? Joe Montana said, you know, we kind of made fun of Rudy, and it's, you know, he wasn't, the story isn't told the way it really happened.
Well, Joe's obviously got a better perspective, too, being there at Notre Dame and obviously, you know, being closer to the program. But I grew up watching that movie, and obviously the spirit behind it and the everybody being able to relate to a guy giving their all and stuff. So I absolutely love the movie as a kid. I don't watch it as much now, but, like, if you're talking football movie, you got to go Remember the Titans or Blindside. Like, I think those are the two for me that I would watch if they're on all the time.
But when you're watching, like, Keanu Reeves as a quarterback in The Replacements, are you grading him as a former defensive player who wanted to take Keanu Reeves' head off?
No. Typically, Keanu Reeves acting isn't really my forte anyways. But I think he was okay. What was he, Falco? What was his name in that one?
Yes.
Yeah, he was fine. No, I don't look at it has to be the most accurate thing in the world. It's a flipping movie, for goodness sakes.
Oh, okay. That's all I wanted to talk to you about, but I guess while I have you, I should talk to you about Game Day is in Columbus. It's Notre Dame and The Ohio State. Coverage starts at 9 a.m. on the Mothership and ESPNU. How does Ohio State not win this game?
If their defense shows us that they are who they were last year. I mean, if you watch the Rose Bowl, Utah scored and did what they wanted at will. You watch Michigan pounded them in the face and ran the football and was more physical than them. Oregon early in the season. So, you know, Ohio State brought in a new defensive coordinator to solve their problems. Does he solve their problems? I have no doubts about their offense. This, Dan, might be the greatest offense in the history of college football. It's going to be on the list with Joe Burrow and company with LSU in 2019. They just got so many playmakers and ways to kill you. But last year, what cost them being in the playoffs and a chance at a natty was their defense. And just bringing in a new DC doesn't necessarily fix that. So to me, that would be Notre Dame's chance, is to play physical, and that's what they like to do best anyway.
Do you think that Joe Burrow, LSU Tiger offense, best offense you've ever seen?
That Kyler Murray in 2018 was pretty stupid. Shoot, Mac Jones was pretty impressive. I would go with that just because I think that they could run the football, they could throw. But you think about it now, and we look back revisionist history. Obviously, Justin Jefferson guy is pretty good in the NFL. He's okay. Jamar Chase, that guy, he's pretty good. Like, you look back at a 1-2 punch at wide receiver. I mean, my goodness, I don't know if it's going to get, you know, much better than that. So I would go and then Joe Burrow, obviously, just, I mean, that dude, you saw what he did in 1 year with the Bengals. He was just so good at physical, tough, but could run and scramble and make plays.
Did he have the greatest season? Is that the greatest season a college quarterback has ever had? Joe Burrow.
Yes, and the greatest transformation I've ever seen from 1 year to the next. I mean, this is a guy that I'm like, he's a decent player. You know, cute little story, transfer from Ohio State, going to LSU, and then all of a sudden he's just dropping dimes everywhere, all over the field, taking shots, taking hits, and takes an LSU offense that we go, they suck, they're pro style, they just run the football, they're boring, they're monotonous, to, hey, let's spread it out, let's throw it all over the yard. And by the way, I think the coolest thing, Dan, was he did it with swag always. Yes, he always had that moxie and just like kind of that kind of, you know what attitude that he would just kind of stick it to you.
I would argue for Johnny Manziel because everybody recognized the SEC is the best conference. Johnny Manziel led the SEC in rushing and passing. So
yeah, I think that with Johnny was the most exciting, one of the most exciting players ever to watch, but you also didn't know what you were going to get from Johnny. Like, it was like Forrest Gump, life's like a box of chocolates, bro.
He ran for 1,400 yards and 20 touchdowns, David.
Yeah.
And he could win a Heisman off of that, and then you throw in his passing numbers.
Well, I mean, if we're going to do that too, but the passing numbers were okay, but what about Cam Newton then? If you're going to talk about running the football and setting the world on fire, that dude was a one-man band, jump on my back, I'll take you to a national championship. And that
You're right.
More impressive.
Okay.
So.
But Johnny led the SEC in rushing.
He also led the SEC in parties attended. That dude lived his best life.
Okay, you went to Georgia. Did you get cheated at Georgia? Did you party in Georgia?
No, there's plenty of I wasn't much of a – I was pretty boring, Dan. I preferred video games and football, but – Georgia doesn't lose many parties either. There's plenty of opportunities to go out. Hey, and let's be honest, when you're a football player, more opportunities tend to present themselves to you. So absolutely.
Yeah, I've been to Athens before. I'll leave it at that. Okay. How does Georgia lose this game against Oregon?
I think it would be Bo Nix being really good scrambling around making plays. Because if you saw Bo Nix, you know, it's been a carnival ride, let's to say the least. It's been up and down, and it's been all over the place with Bo Nix. But he can extend plays with his feet and make magic happen. So he would have to do that. Listen, I get it. I went to Georgia. I understand Georgia won a national championship. There's also 15 guys that got drafted that are gone. Yeah. 15. So let's spin the wheel and plug in that guy. No, I mean, all-time great players that they're losing. So getting Georgia early is a good thing, is a good recipe. How about Dan Lanning? He was just there celebrating a national championship as a defensive coordinator. He knows Munkin, the offensive coordinator. He knows Kirby. He knows all these guys in the building, which, you know, try to use as much information as you can get. But Bo Nix would have to play sensational.
David Pollack predicts Ohio State, Clemson, Utah, and Alabama will be in the Final Four. Before I let you go, the targeting rule – It concerns me. It concerns me now because who's defenseless? Is a quarterback defenseless now? I watching the game, I felt bad for these defensive backs. I don't know. They're turning their head away, so you're not coming close to leading with your crown. Like, where are we going with targeting here, David?
It stinks, man. It's a rule that we complain about every single year. And by the way, now – also, you throw all that onto it. Now, I got to go get this guy who's super fast, get him on the ground, but he ducks his head and he lowers himself to get underneath me or away from me. And now I got to readjust on the fly when I'm already trying to catch this sucker that's way faster than me anyways. It's impossible to be a defensive player. I was hoping that we could finally, you know, do the, you know, you get one freebie, you know, one kind of not so bad targeting. You get to stay in the game. If it's malicious and you're dirty, kick him out. So be it. Like, take care of the sport and stuff like that. But, man, it's hard enough to play defense. Now you add in all these rules and forcible contact to the head or neck, leading with the crown of the head. Like, it sucks to be an official, but it sucks to be a defensive player, period, with all these rules.
Bigger arms, you, Chris Fowler.
I got CF.
Oh, you do?
I got CF for sure. Yeah. I mean, he might bench press a lot. He's, you know, Dan, he's getting a little bit up there in age. Yeah. So, you know, as you get a little bit older, you start to lose a little muscle mass. But he's still doing a really good job. But I got CF right now.
Okay. You, Kirk Herbstreit.
Well, are we talking about muscle or circumference?
No. Did you just call Herbie fat?
No.
That
fat. He's good. He's in good shape. He's 50 something year old man. I mean,
he's got the shape of a cantaloupe, I think, is what you're saying. I can't believe that you're calling out. You just called Herbie fat.
Oh God, I could see those headlines. By the way, getting sent to Herbie and really, really loving that. But no, I mean, hey, now Desmond's a war daddy. Like, but Kirk is more of an incline walker. He's more of a, you know, he's more of a walker.
What the hell is going on with Desmond's picks?
I got nothing for you, bro.
I mean, he's got Baylor, Pitt, Texas A. Did he think this was basketball? And he's got Michigan in there.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think, you get all of our picks, Dan, and we put our picks out there, and they're kind of boring, and I think sometimes you want to shake it up. But, you know, he shook it up all right, and he went with his picks. I don't know. I'm not buying he might fully believe all those picks, but you know what? If any of them come to fruition, shoot, it'll be a heck of a call.
Have fun there in Columbus. Now, do you call them the Ohio State Buckeyes?
Absolutely not. I know they're playing the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, though. So.
Thank you, David.
All right, Dan. Appreciate it, brother.
That's David Pollack, former Cincinnati Bengal. First round pick. Went to Georgia.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. you'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Richard Roper is a great movie critic, Chicago Sun-Times, friend of the show, and on short notice has joined us to review In Bruges, and is it an all-time great movie? Richard, thank you for joining us. How would you sum up In Bruges?
Well, the first thing I would do is say it's In Bruges.
Oh.
In Bruges.
That's part of the problem.
Me.
That's In Bruges.
Yeah. And also would point out that Colin Farrell is a brilliant actor, actually, and he's going to be continuing to play the Penguin in the Batman sequel. Now, In Bruges is from Martin McDonagh, who did – that was his first film. He's a great playwright, writer, director. He did Three Billboards a few years ago, which won a bunch of Oscars. I love the film, Dan. It's a movie within a movie. It's got a lot of Tarantino-esque stuff. Great performances, a lot of dark comedy, but it's one of those films that also has a unique look to it because we have not seen a lot of movies filmed in Bruges.
Why, you know, as a very smart man, why can I not really put my arms around In Bruges?
I think one of the problems is you might not recognize that it's based in large part on some of the works of Harold Pinter. So if you went back and studied that, it would give you some context, Dan. But, it's not the deepest movie of all time. It does have a lot of themes about, you know, redemption and loyalty and a lot of really dark comedy, which I think is really difficult to pull off, but I think this film does. And in addition to Colin Farrell, you've got two brilliant actors in Brendan Gleeson and Ralph Fiennes. Brendan Gleeson plays the guy that becomes kind of like he's the mentor to the Colin Farrell hitman. He's a veteran hitman who actually starts to be protective of this guy. And then Ralph Fiennes is great playing their boss, the most evil guy in the world.
Maybe I'll give it another shot. Maybe I just don't have time to sit there and watch. It's football season, Richard. Maybe in April I'll watch this after March Madness. All right. Our all-time favorite movie, and then if you can comment on this. Fritzy?
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll be shocked. Rocky is the one that comes to mind for me. Rocky.
Right. Any issue with Rocky?
Rocky's a brilliant film. When you go back and look at it, realize it has this independent film look to it. It's actually better. It's become kind of a cliche because of all the Rocky movies that followed it. But when you watch that first one, the acting, the screenplay by Stallone, brilliant.
Fritzy, and you're not joining us via Zoom, but Fritzy looks like Paulie.
Yeah.
Burt Young.
Just not
that's
seeing
a selling
him.
Point.
Yes.
That's a selling point, okay. With the ladies.
All right. Seton, your favorite movie of all time?
Well, it's not the deepest movie ever, but it's the first movie that popped into my head, so it must be my favorite movie, Animal House.
Oh, okay. I thought you loved the movie of the fashion...
Devil Wears Prada?
Devil Wears Prada.
Okay.
Coin
yeah.
flip.
It could have been a coin flip. Devil Wears Prada, great movie. Great movie.
Pretty much the same movie as Animal House, really.
Almost exactly the same.
Okay, are they both great movies?
Well, Animal House is a classic. Devil Wears Prada is actually really, really well done, but it's, I put it in my top 10,000 of all time.
Okay. Marv, your favorite movie of all time?
He Got Game.
Okay. Richard?
one of the best athletes and as an actor performances of all time, with Ray Allen as Jesus Shuttlesworth, and He Got Game. I love that film. I think it was, I'd put it in top 10 basketball films of all time, honestly.
That was snarky there, Marv. Just there's
no,
a shot
no,
there.
No, I love He Got Game. And
you,
the
no,
theme
you
song
just
is
said,
one,
you said one of the top 10 basketball movies of all time.
Well, yeah,
it's not better than
I got a lot of genres in Bruges.
Genre. Paulie, what's your genre?
Richard, in a stunning display of bad parenting, my parents let me see the movie Jaws at age 7.
Jaws?
That said, it has the impact it had then. I think Jaws is an all-timer.
Oh, I completely agree. I actually did a screening in Chicago for its 40th anniversary, and my only requirement was young people who had never seen it before, because I wanted to watch it with people who had never seen it. And it was great to sit in the back of the theater and see these millennials and Gen Zers really digging it and getting scared and, you know, all the great moments in there. So I love that pick.
I don't have a favorite movie of all time, Richard.
Gee, well, you know, I get that, Dan, because when people ask me that, you know, the obvious answer is The Godfather, but it's sort of like picking a favorite song, right? I mean, it depends on the mood you're in. Sometimes you're in a mood for a great comedy or a serious drama. I've been really revisiting Once Upon a Time in Hollywood recently, Tarantino's film from a few years ago, because it's one of those films that has that repeatability factor where you find and discover new cool things every time you watch it.
Yeah, I mentioned to these guys that they're movies that it doesn't matter where it is when it's on, like the Bourne movies. I don't care where it is. I've seen them all. I will watch Bourne movies with Matt Damon. I don't like the one with Jeremy Renner. I'll watch that. Hoosiers comes on. I will watch that no matter where it is. There's certain movies, no matter where it is, it doesn't matter. I'll watch.
I think the generational one example of that is Shawshank Redemption,
yes,
which was not a huge hit when it came out, but then TBS played it on almost like on an endless loop. And if I click across Shawshank, I don't care where we're at in the movie, 27 minutes to go, 4 minutes to go, it would be sacrilege to click away.
Paulie, can you see if Shawshank Redemption is on right now?
I already did. It's on. Red's about to get released from prison.
Okay.
Oh, geez. Oh, geez. Oh, boy.
Good stuff. Hey, Richard, thanks for joining us. As always, we appreciate it, and have a great weekend.
All right, Dan. Take care, guys.
That's Richard Roper, Chicago Sun-Times movie critic.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.